In Vancouver, I am Planta on the line. This is thecommentary.ca. My friend and colleague Sean Cranberry joins us again. He's triumphantly coming off of last Friday's second Book Camp Vancouver, which he co-organized. I went this year, and it was staggering, the discussion, debate, and information that one could come away with. I'm really glad I went. We'll look back at Book Camp as well as talk about an event this Friday that Sean's co-producing, Literary Deathmatch Vancouver. It's an event that we'll get him to explain, but participating are Sarah Bino, the Thais Steve Burgess, the comedian and author of the terrific Vancouver special Charles Demers, and poet and author Nikki Reimer. It's at W2 Storium at 151 West Cordova, Friday night at 8. Tickets are $10 if you pre-order them, or $15 at the door. Sean Cranberry is the editor and host of Books on the Radio. It's a website as well as a weekly radio program that you can hear on Simon Fraser University's CJSF 90.1 FM that features talk and discussion on books, publishing, and more. Booksontheradio.ca is the website. Please welcome back to the Planta on the Line program, Sean Cranberry. Good morning, Mr. Cranberry.
Morning, Joe. Great to be back.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll talk about Book Camp in just a sec, but you were speaking at an event on Friday, and I was in the other room listening to, I can't remember what it was now, it was Monique Trottier on online tools and things like that, and I found that fascinating. I was checking my Twitter in the midst of that, and they someone in your discussion announced that, said that you announced that you were relaunching Books on the Radio.
Right, yes.
And they were pleased about it. What do you have planned for it?
Well, Books on the Radio, as you know, started about a year and a half ago, I guess. And it started off as me wanting to be a part, or trying to find my own spot to be involved in conversations about books and publishing, because it's been a huge part of my life for so long. And so I started the radio show at CJSF, Simon Fraser, and started the blog. And, you know, the online presence is awesome. The amount of people that you can connect to, and the amount of ideas and writing that I actually managed to accomplish over the past year was impressive for me. And I knew when I started the blog, with its kind of very minimalist, generic WordPress template, that at some point there was going to be another iteration. There was going to be another, redesign on the blog after a suitable amount of time had passed, where I thought that change needed to come. And so I guess that time has arrived. And so we've got a new design that is has been created by a brilliant designer named Tracy Hurin, who is one of the Simon Fraser Master of Publishing cohort from this past year, and she's working out in Montreal at Drawn and Quarterly Press. And so she's done the redesign, and I've brought on about, maybe seven or eight or more writers and people who are interested in books and publishing, who are going to help kind of facilitate more content, more reviews, more ideas, and more discussion on the blog. So we'll have things like my radio show, obviously, broadcasts. We'll try and do more video. I'm going to be doing a lot more kind of photography of books and people and events, and try and just promote community that way. And some of the other people who are on board, like Andrew Wilmot, who is now working at New West Press out in Edmonton, and he's one of the Master of Publishing cohorts from a couple of years ago. He is really interested in some genre fiction and things like dark noirish, sci-fi, speculative fiction stuff. So he's going to write a lot and connect with that community and talk about that on Books on the Radio, which is a new angle that I hadn't really explored. And other people are going to be speaking specifically about poetry, and I'm going to continue to talk about the industry and the technological changes. So that's the new Books on the Radio. It sounds actually kind of ambitious when I put it like that. But it's more about community building, and it's more about including more voices on the blog, and hopefully, really, over time, maybe the next iteration or one after that, will be where Books on the Radio will really start to engage not only kind of nationally, because I really want to start to have discussions across Canada and with people like Chad Pelly, who's out on the East Coast with his Salty Ink imprint and magazine, and people in the prairies and wherever. But even after that, I would like to take it internationally and start getting some people from around the world to start to contribute. Yeah, so that's my ambitious plan for Books on the Radio, and hopefully we'll launch it in the next 10 days, but I've been saying that for 2 months, so you never really know.
Yeah. A book camp on Friday.
Yeah.
I hadn't gone before. You talked about it, I guess, a year ago when you were on once. And I hadn't planned on going, and then my friend Michael Kwan wrote about it on his blog that he was going.
Yes. Right.
So I checked my Friday, and it was free, so I went down there. I was just, I mean, I mentioned it off the top that I was staggered by just the sort of talk that went on there. But the numbers as well, that must please you, that so many people are interested in books, publishing, and all that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't really happy with the whole day. You know, of course, you know, I can be super critical as well because I'm involved in these kinds of discussions, and sometimes, you know, you always want more, right? But what was amazing about that day was that we had, you know, probably a similar number the year before, maybe a few more people last year, but really, when I walked in there, say around 9 o'clock when everyone was gathered around and having coffee, you could see that there were a lot of people who were there from last year, but there were a ton, at least half of the people who were there last Friday were brand new. They were like you. They had heard about it. They had heard talk about it. They had read about it online. They couldn't get the day off last year, and they heard about how awesome it was, and they made sure that this year they were going to be there. And so tons of new faces. That was the best thing. Like, it wasn't the same old crew. Right, it wasn't just the same old last year's crew talking about the same old stories. There were lots of new things happening this year, new ideas and new conversations, talking about literary communities. You know, last year the iPad didn't even exist, and John Maxwell and Todd Sealing had this incredible conversation about the nature of the free web and the nature of devices. Is specifically the iPad, and I'm glad that you came. It's really great. I'd love to hear what you thought about the day, and what was it that you know, that, like you said, like, blew your mind.
Well, I have authors on here from time to time, so it's interesting to hear about their concerns about getting their books or themselves out there on the internet. And as someone who's on the internet, it was fascinating to hear, you know, what they're going through.
Yeah.
And I was interested too. I mean, I don't have a particular interest. I'm not a writer in terms of Google and you know, e-book publishing and the sort.
Yeah, yeah.
But I sat in a couple of those things.
Yeah.
And I was just fascinated by it. I mean, I can't remember now the name of the person that did, Jenna Newman, I think is her name.
Yeah, that's right.
She did a thing on Google Books. And I just, you know, that was the last session of the day.
Yeah.
And so I just sat there because, you know, I didn't want to get up. But, I mean, you know, the thing ran over.
Yeah.
And
people, well, she's encyclopedic, too, right?
Oh, man, it's just it's just so interesting in terms of the legal aspect of it, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
It sounded like, an episode of Law and Order or something in terms of, you know, what rights a writer has.
Yeah.
And what Google wants to do.
Yeah. No, and it strikes right at the heart of a lot of the discussion that's going on, you know, as technology blows past, or the potential for the technology that we are continuing to build blows past our kind of expectations in terms of, like, copyright, author rights, you know, the way that we have kind of expected rights to be dealt with over time, for good or for ill. It is going to challenge our assumptions about what those rights are and what we can do with them, right?
Yeah.
And it was great to have somebody who could actually speak to that. Jenna did an amazing job. I know a lot of people really loved that session. We're really glad for it. But on the same token, I guess, in the same breath anyway, I would say that I had people coming up to me during one of the coffee breaks, and they're like, Sean, can we just shut up about ebooks and electronic anything to do with books and technological change? Can we just talk about the physical book? Can we just talk about where we think that's going or what opportunities are there? And so I ran a session at the end of the day during our kind of PodCamp kind of random culling of ideas on the physical book. And some part of that got into independent book selling and where that's going and if it's going anywhere. And there was like 25 people in that session. The room was full anyway in 1425, and we had a great discussion about physical books. People were really stoked, you know.
Yeah, I had to skip that. I had to miss that because I went next door to listen to the book broads.
Oh yes.
And I never met them before, and they're just great. You know what
I mean?
They're
hilarious.
Yeah. So they were talking about book promotion and their advice for authors. So I missed your talk on the physical book. What went on there?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of talk. Of course, you can't talk about the physical book at book camp without talking about the potential that digital has to affect the physical book and other things. So there was some discussion about whether or not the physical book leads directly towards ebooks, how the ebook can support the physical book, or whether or not the ebook begets the physical book in a kind of backwards process. But it was good. I mean, at one point I asked the people in the room whether or not who was optimistic about the future of the physical book, and there was 98% of the people in the room raised their hands. You know, so I think that people were genuinely very excited about the possibilities of books and really kind of optimistic about the future of the physical book, about buying books, about the future of, you know, people still finding value in paper and well-designed physical objects or whatever. And, you know, it was a really, really kind of good session and a great way to end the day because it kind of brought everything back towards what we've always known, which is, you know, that people genuinely love books and the physical object, and it is called Book Camp. You know, there's a reason it's not called e-book camp.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, there's a fatigue that's setting in. And it's an interesting kind of dynamic because last year, book camp, you know, there was this, like, intense sense of urgency. You know, all of these changes were occurring so quickly, and the industry had, for better or for worse, essentially ignored technology for 10 years. And it was suddenly being kind of, you know, put upon them quite forcefully. So there's a real sense of urgency last year. And over the past year, with the advent of about 25 digital reading devices, including the iPad, and a lot of conversation and uptake in the industry towards understanding these technologies and really having discussions about what they are. There's a different sense of urgency this year. It's much lower, and people, I think, are a little more, I don't know, circumspect or whatever. But the physical book thing at the end of the day, I think people realize that's what they're familiar with, that's where they're confident that the book still has value, and that, I keep missing my point, what am I trying to say there? That there's a fatigue about ebooks and technology, and I think that over the past year, so many people have made so many predictions about what's going to happen and where we're going to go, and it's all essentially just vapor.
Yeah.
And that people, I think, are at the end of the day, they're like, you know what, books have survived, you know, hundreds of years. This technological change is probably, you know, at least in terms of digital files, is like, what, 12 years old. And, you know, some of the pricing and other, like, digital distribution sales things are about 15 years old. So I think that some people at some point are just saying, you know what, this stuff is so young, and let's not get bent out of shape. Let's keep doing what we do best, and that's like support, publish, and create good-looking books.
Do you have a digital device?
No. Well, I do, actually. What am I saying? I have an iPhone and I have a laptop.
Do you read off the iPhone or the laptop?
Well, I read a ton of stuff every day on the laptop.
But in terms of books, do you buy books? No.
No. No. Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I have a couple of apps that I've purchased, the McSweeney's app and the Electric Literature app on my iPhone. But I don't read them, really. Yeah. I mean, I try to from time to time. I find the McSweeney's app is more suited towards my reading habits for the iPhone, which are essentially if I'm on the SkyTrain and I'm between stations, I might read a very short, sarcastic bit on the McSweeney's app. But I don't read books. I know people who do. I know people who have read Ford, Maddox Ford, and, like, you know, Moby Dick on their iPhone, and I find that absurd.
Yeah.
But that's me. You know, everybody's different.
So I want to talk about Friday.
Yes.
The literary death match.
Yes.
Well, what is a death match? Is that?
Well, it's kind of a sarcastic or a funny kind of playful way of saying that this is going to be a literary event that is slightly competitive and geared towards making people laugh and have a good time. It's essentially four writers, who you've noted, Steve Burgess, Sarah Bino, Charlie Demers, and Nikki Reimer, who are up on stage, and they will be paired off. So there'll be two, say, like Charlie versus Sarah, and then Nikki versus Steve, or something like that. And each reader has 7 minutes to read some original work of their own that hopefully is engaging, has some performance aspects to it, is funny, and, you know, whatever. And then once the person is done reading their 7 minutes, there's a panel of three judges. So we have Bob Kronbauer, who's the creator and executive editor of the awesome VancouverIsAwesome.com website. And we have Paul Anthony from Talent Time, and Diana Francis, who's a comedian and does a lot of work with the CBC. So these three judges will take that 7 minutes worth of reading that the writer has just given us and critique them in a comic kind of playful way. And then the judges will choose which of those two writers goes on to the death match, the finale, which we cannot reveal ahead of time, but it's like this absurd, weird, non-sequitur, non-literary, but totally ridiculous challenge at the end that these two writers, the two victors of the first round, get to battle out.
Yeah,
I know. So it's the literary death match is designed mostly to be kind of a really fun event for the literary community, and to promote a sense of I guess just fun and like a Friday night out where you can spend $10 and have a good time. You know.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I mean, I'm a big fan of Charlie and Burgess. So
yeah, exactly. Well, like. That's the people that I went after, right? Like, I've seen Sarah, and you should really go and check out her Say Wah events, which happen once a month. I'll send you the info, but she's great, and her events are hilarious. And obviously, Charlie is a pro, and Steve is obviously a pro as well. And Nikki is a phenomenal reader. She was a part of the Real Vancouver series during the Olympics, and all of the judges are going to be funny, too. So it's like a different take on literary events, especially literary events in Vancouver. And, of course, you know, W2 Storium is an amazing space to hold something like that. So it's quite good.
The Writers' Festival, that's later this month. Will you be going to any events there?
I haven't booked any tickets, quite honestly, because this whole month is crazy for me.
Yeah.
But I do have, what I will be doing is speaking at the Surrey International Writers Conference again this year. And so that's the week after the Writers Festival. So, October is book camp on the 1st, literary death match on the 8th, then the Vancouver International Writers Festival, then the Surrey International Writers Conference. So, yeah, so I'm speaking at the conference for 3 days. I'll be talking about digital technology, social media for creators, specifically for writers and publishers out there. And the Writers' Conference is a lot different than the Writers' Festival in that the Writers' Conference is heavily focused on the creative process of writing and the process of being published. So it's a totally different crowd. I hoped to be able to get to a couple of the events at the Writers' Festival, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it out there.
It's a busy month for you, isn't it, Sean?
It's crazy. I won't be able to rest until like sometime in November.
Thanks for your time today.
Hey, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Look for the new books on the radio.ca shortly, and you can get information on that website for the Literary Death Match this Friday. Friday, the 8th of October at 8 p.m. That's at W2 Storium. Sean Cranberry on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunto.